But right now, this is something we like to do every month or two, and that is call Ed Carter's Sports Hotline, some guy from East Texas who has his own dial-up sports hotline where he issues his own hot sports opinions, and they are his own, usually talking about the news of the day. So let's see what Ed's talking about today.
Your sports break for Thursday, May the 10th. Year of our Lord, 20 and the 12, I'm Ed Carter. Well, our current Kenyan-in-chief, Barack Saddam Hussein Obama, has gone out and endorsed gay marriage. Looking at that old wife of his, I ain't sure that he ain't already in a gay marriage.
God, man.
Why would a man who's trying to lead God's chosen country come out and endorse men messing around with other men's sewers and getting a tax break for it?
Holy cow.
Well, I can tell you why, and that leads us to today's Ed Carter editorial.
All right.
Dear people of America, congratulations, you're going to hell.
God. Oh. That's it.
We done gone and messed with the natural order of things. In the Bible, Jesus had it right in the book of Genesis when he defined marriage as one white man and one white woman.
I think he's a little confused.
Yeah. I know we've relaxed this over time to include so-called others, and now we have debased marriage to allow loving gay couples to marry. What's next? Parents marrying children, people marrying animals, animals marrying cars, cars marrying buildings. I want you to imagine a building marrying an animal. Now imagine they are black.
That's a line from Time to Kill, isn't it?
I don't know where all this godlessness will lead us, but I have a pretty good idea it'll be somewhere near a front door in Kenya. A front door to a house that's flying a French socialism flag and got a Harvard pendant in the window. If Obama wants to see someone doing the backside of another, why didn't he just look at what Obamacare is doing to our country? In girl NASCAR.
Girl NASCAR.
In other news, I see where old Josh Hamilton hit four homers in a single game. Now, Josh is the sort of good old, clean-living, God-fearing American we need in our national pastime. Unlike these flashy, undisciplined athletes like Niger Morgan. At least I think it's pronounced Niger.
Whoa, oh, my goodness.
Good job, Josh. I'll see you at Sherlock's. in college fencing.
Whoa. I think you said college.
In the fencing. NBA, so the Mavs got swept by the Oklahoma City Thunder, and Mark Cuban's finding out that the sports world isn't some internet snake oil that he can repackage and sell to Yahoo for $2 billion. I'm tired of old Cubes thinking the world owes him a championship. Hey, Cubes, last time they ratcheted your face down, they cut off the blood to your brain.
Whoa, man.
Good Lord.
And we'll end with this joke. Uh-oh. Exclusively from Ed Carter. You know what the difference is between a penis and a paycheck? Your wife will always blow your paycheck. And I'm Ed Carter.
Oh, there he goes.
His opinions are his own. Very outspoken.